From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Congo's Republic's government has announced Tuesday that it would hold a referendum this month on constitutional change in a move that would allow veteran President Denis Sassou Nguesso to extend his decades-long rule. The 71-year-old former military commander has ruled Congo Republic for all but 5 years since 1979. He has won previous terms and disputed elections in 2002 and 2009. While Sassou Nguesso has not officially declared his candidacy for the June 2016 presidential election, he is widely expected to seek a third term. The Constitution of 2002 limits the number of terms to two and excludes candidates over 70. South Africa's foreign minister has gone on the offensive against the International Criminal Court over a nation's failure to arrest Sudan's president in June. The ICC gave South Africa until October 5th to explain its actions. South Africa's foreign minister has asked the International Criminal Court for more time to explain her government's decision to not arrest Sudan's president despite a domestic court order that sought to prevent him from leaving the country. South African officials say Sudan's president Omar Bashir enjoyed diplomatic immunity as a delegate to the African Union summit in Johannesburg. Paralympian star Oscar Pistorius will have to undergo psychotherapy, according to South Africa's Parole Review Board Tuesday, after blocking his release from prison just 10 months into his 5-year sentence for killing his girlfriend. The review panel decided on Monday that an earlier decision by the parole board to allow the 28-year-old athlete out on house arrest was premature and referred the case back for reconsideration. This is VOA News. The United Nations Children's Fund is urging Sudan's warring parties to give the go-ahead for a life-saving measles vaccination campaign. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
UNICEF welcomes a recent ceasefire agreement between Sudan's government and rebels in three parts of the country. The agency says it hopes the cessation of hostilities will finally allow it and other aid organizations access to tens of thousands of children in the Nuba Mountains, parts of the Blue Nile states, and Jabal Mara in northern Darfur. UNICEF spokesman Christophe Bouillirac says these areas have been off-limits for 4 years. He says his agency is extremely worried about the condition of children there, as a full picture of their humanitarian needs is not known. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The Russian Defense Ministry Tuesday angrily dismissed reports that its planes had launched airstrikes against the Syrian city of Palmyra as false, according to the TASS news agency. All reports by foreign media that Russian planes had allegedly struck the city are an absolute lie. That's according to Major General Igor Kononeshkov, a spokesman for the ministry. Our planes did not strike populated areas. Syrian state television and a monitoring group said earlier Tuesday that Russian jets had hit Islamic targets in the city. NATO Secretary General, meanwhile, has rejected Moscow's claim that its military incursion into alliance airspace over Turkey wasn't intentional or important. Jens Stoltenberg, the NATO chief, spoke to a news conference in Brussels Tuesday and says those reported incidents were serious.
Russia's deployment of significant forces in Syria is of great concern. Russian combat aircraft have violated Turkish airspace. This is unacceptable.
Meanwhile, Turkey's president Tuesday questioned the future of relations between Ankara and Moscow after those multiple reports of airspace violations. Some steps that we do not desire are being taken. It is not suitable for Turkey to accept them. That's according to Recep Tayyip Erdogan during a news conference with Belgium's prime minister in Brussels, according to Turkey's Hurriyet Daily News. The top U.S. general in Afghanistan, John Campbell, went before a United States Senate hearing today. The hearing was scheduled before the U.S. strike on a Doctors Without Borders hospital in Kunduz that killed 22 people. General Campbell has ordered an investigation into the incident and says preliminary results should be available in the next couple of days. FIFA presidential contender Chung Myung-jun is facing a 19-year suspension that he says is by the Ethics Committee alleged violations in support of Korea's failed bid for the World Cup. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.